This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny First Impressions. I'm Greg Miller. This is the best hair in the business, Fran Mirabella III.
Agent Mirabella, reporting for business.
Are you back into the Division II, baby?
I'm excited about this new content, Greg.
Now, I know what you're saying, ladies and gentlemen. This came through your YouTube feed, your Gamecast feed. You're like, oh my gosh, more Division stuff. We already know about Episode 3. We already know about Coney Island. You don't know shit, Agent. This is all about Warlords of New York, the Division expansion that was just announced today. Fran and I got to go play it here in San Francisco, get into it. Top level Fran, how stoked are you for what we saw?
I think you and I share the same perspective, even though we play the game differently, which is like, I just love going back to the world of Division.
Me
so
too.
When there's fresh content, yeah. I just always enjoy it.
Yeah.
Going back to New York, and I'll admit on stream as well that it was so natural to me. Didn't even process I just spent all this time in D.C.
That you were in a new place?
Because
yeah.
We played a lot of Division 1, which if you didn't know was in New York City,
yeah.
And that was in the winter time.
Right, yeah, yeah.
This now is in late summer.
Yeah.
A hurricane has hit.
Yeah, we're in new areas. We'll get to all that.
Yeah. But I'm excited.
I am vibrating with excitement, Fran. This, what we talked about, not so much what we played, because we'll talk about that in a second, because what we played is more Division. Great. The changes they're making to Endgame mm-hmm. are the exact changes I want and why I haven't come back to the Division since I platinumed.
Yeah. That
hey, I have a reason to come play the Division now.
Yeah, I think that's the story to sort out here, right? It's
yeah.
like, hey, we've got new content. We went through this in Division. Oh, I know, we get more content eventually, but is it going to bring me back?
Yeah.
They're actually making gameplay changes. They're trying to respond to, I wrote down the quote, right? That the end game was too complex.
Yeah.
That was one thing. They're like, you know what? We agree. It's too complex. So they're making a bunch of changes in addition to having new content.
So what I want to do is I'm going to start with a long read of the actual press release we have here, right? That way, everybody starts from the same level. Then we're able to jump in with what we saw, what we played, what we heard, why we're excited. So, Warlords of New York expansion. Tom Clancy's Division 2, Warlords of New York, is a new narrative expansion to the Division franchise. New York, where the events of the first Division game was set, is under threat of a new, devastating biochemical attack. While the Division was answering the distress call in Washington, D.C., Aaron Keener, a former Division agent turned rogue, has taken control. Damn it. It's always,
behind our
it's
back,
always
right?
from the inside.
Right behind
we
back.
Took our eye off New York for 1 second. Has taken control of Lower Manhattan and is manipulating the factions of New York with the help of dangerous rogue agents. As society rebuilds on the ashes of the Black Friday outbreak, in Keener's eyes, so do the binds of authority that burden it. Armed with a new strain of the virus that crippled the world, Keener intends to unshackle society from the establishment. Despite numerous remaining threats, the Division's priorities have changed. Keener needs to be stopped. The hunt is on. This expansion to Tom Clancy's The Division 2 broadens the online, open world, and action RPG experience of the franchise, introducing a gripping new story in post-pandemic New York, a revamped progression system, and an extended endgame. Enjoyable entirely in single-player or in co-op, Warlords of New York opens up a new chapter of The Division franchise for veterans and newcomers alike. The expansion requires Tom Clancy's The Division 2 base game to be accessed, which is included in the Warlords of New York edition and Ultimate Edition for new players to Tom Clancy's Division 2. This is cool. Owning Warlords of New York includes the option to create a level 30 character, allowing players to jump right into NYC and start the hunt for Keener. Warlords of New York has been thought of as an encapsulated narrative experience from the start. Features, all right?
Yeah, wait, it might be worth noting right now, the pricing. $30 for Division 2 Warlords of New York.
The expansion only. So if you already own Division 2, here's how you get the expansion. $30.
Big drop there. But if you don't own any of it, it's
not
40
a big drop. That's $30 they're taking out of my pocket.
That's what I'm saying. It's a big drop.
Oh, I thought you meant
big drop of cash out of your...
Gotcha.
Bad phrasing,
sure,
maybe.
Sure.
But $40, though, includes everything, right? It includes Division 2.
Standard edition, yeah.
and Warlords of New York. So meaning if you haven't got into
you're
it
coming
yet,
in fresh.
For $40 now.
And then $60 is the Ultimate Edition, Division 2, Year 1 content, the Division 2 Warlords of New York, classified assignments, instant unlock of the three specializations.
That's one of the bigger things, is not having to grind out specializations if you want to get into it, because that can take a lot of time.
So here's the features as they've listed them in this press release. New York Manhunt. The only way to stop a citywide bio attack is to hunt Aaron Keener down. But to get him, agents first must get through his close guard of rogue agents standing in the way. Once trained by the division, each strayed for individual beliefs, only to regroup under a common banner held by Keener. As the highest authority around, the most formidable force in the division has faced, they have weaved their webs across the New York City district. Agents will need to uncover each of the rogue agents' locations as they embark on an epic manhunt across the transformed Lower Manhattan. New York has been transformed. Warlords of New York is set in late summer in the open world of Lower Manhattan, a brand new area in the Division franchise, composed of four playable areas: Two Bridges, Civic Center, Battery Park, and Financial District. Completely altered by a devastating hurricane, and with new threats and enemies from the past establishing their control of the region, Lower Manhattan has been transformed through a believable post-catastrophic event. The best Tom Clancy's Division to date, they say, which is the overall. Warlords of New York revitalizes Tom Clancy's The Division 2 core experience through overhauls of the RPG, Dark Zone, and endgame mechanics. Then they have the bullet points here. Mm-hmm. This includes increase the level cap to 40. Fuck yes. It's and a new infinite progression system, shade level, making the game more rewarding than ever. So just like Guardian level
in if you know
Borderlands, right? It's once you hit level 40 again and you're capped out on that, you then keep playing, you keep earning these shade things.
You can increase, your stats. We don't know what those are yet, but like,
exactly.
Seemingly you can have a percent on
this. Yeah, my notes say select stat and bonuses to improve your character. So like, plus 0.5 crit damage or whatever,
plus
stuff like
1%
that.
Hair.
Barrett, if you want, you can throw up this gameplay while we talk. This is Fran playing through one of the missions here.
Yeah,
which
this is the only thing we were allowed to show, but the main thing we played is it's called The Tombs.
Yeah, this is a main mission going after one of the new bosses,
right?
Yeah, this
guy, Thomas Parnell or something.
Yeah, that's right. That's up there at the top.
So, there's four new people to chase who I think each one of them give you a new ability.
Yeah. Yes, that is 100% correct, yeah. Then going into this more, okay. New tactical options are available to players with four new skills to unlock, as well as exclusive exotic gear sets and many named items. Paired with that, Tom Clancy's The Division 2 gear and build diversity is greatly extended. Warlords of New York kicks off the start of additional post-launch content with a set of new endgame activities under a new wrapper. Seasons, providing a unique narrative, new objectives, and rewards to players.
Was it not called Seasons before? Because see, I play so much Destiny, which it is called Seasons now, and they changed from what it was called before. But was it just called Expansions or something? Or
what, for Division 2?
Yeah.
Division 2, remember, was just Episodes, and this
episodes.
Is different than that.
Sorry, and that's my point. So now there's Seasons. Do you have an understanding of what Seasons are and how they're different than
I mean,
episodes?
From what they said, is exactly what I want. So basically, a season is going to be a three-month mini campaign with seasonal events. This will include leagues. This will include global events.
Leagues, though.
You will unlock new season levels and rewards, gear, skill mods, cosmetics, as you progress through. And this includes a battle pass. There is a premium paid battle pass to go through and play. Which, again, to my point is, I love the Division gameplay. I love playing the Division and grinding the same missions and doing the same thing. But I need to feel like I'm progressing.
Yes.
Putting it into three-month seasons, having it be that I'm grinding out with the Kinda Funny clan, I'm going through trying to get whatever goal, objective, leaderboard, unlock it is. Putting in a battle pass, like, I love the Division and want, maybe I'm in the minority here, because they said premium paid battle pass. I forget. Did they talk about a free battle pass for it, like many battle passes? Do you know?
I don't know if they talked about it.
I'm happy to give them money because of the hours of fun I get out of this game.
Yeah.
I totally will go in there and grind out whatever level on top. So it's a level cap increase, then this new thing of infinite shade level, and then on top of that, battle passes.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I brought up Destiny because this was the change they made last year more than anything. I mean, kind of have been doing it before, but the battle pass, everyone's found, Fortnite's League, Apex, and so on. But this is, it's a little different because it is a paid-for premium battle pass. Destiny has both, as you mentioned. But
so it's
interesting, though, because, you're getting rewards of, like, vanity items or exclusive gear within that. So I'm curious
gear,
to see
skill mounts,
what is in there. And is it appealing enough to drive me along? And I'll
honestly, I feel like pulling the shade level in there, getting through and feeling more powerful that way, the constant drip of content for it.
Right. But that's just being able to play the game now with these new endgame changes. In other words, like, you don't have to do the seasonal content. And I like that they've just changed that part of it. But it always becomes, what am I what am I getting the shade tech for? The power, that
is. Well, you figure for the next raid, right? In our thing, they talked about the fact there is a second raid coming called the Foundry. It's going to be free. There's going to be level 30 and 40 versions of it.
Yeah, and that's they had to fix, you know, when they launched the first raid, all those problems because it was, like, too hard. There was no matchmaking, which they did change that stuff, and presumably this has the same thing. So,
while we're in here, it's worth calling out the release dates for all this, too, by the way.
Yeah,
February 12th, which is tomorrow, of course, year one pass holders can get into Episode 3. February 19th, Episode 3 is available for all players.
It's like Coney Islands and then some
other
stuff.
That's the Coney Island stuff. That's the stuff that when I went to this...
I thought that's what it was going to be.
I thought we were playing Episode 3 content. Yeah. I didn't realize we were getting this giant information dump. Warlords of New York is available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC March 3rd. Mm-hmm. So not far at all. And then March 2020, it'll be you can get the Division 2 Warlords of New York for Google Stadia.
For Stadia, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the press release. That was the initial rundown, right? Jumping into my notes over here, right? So talking about Warlords of New York, you know, narrative expansion. It's 8 months later. You're going through doing all this different stuff. You have the four rogue agents with them, right? You have to hunt them all down, track them. That's what you're doing here as you go after Theo Parnell.
Yeah, this is one of the four agents.
When you go through that, that is when you're going in and getting those new skills we were talking about. Where you're going in, each villain has a shade skill. You take it from them once you beat them.
Yeah.
So one has a decoy, which is what Theo Parnell has. One has a shock trap. One has a sticky bomb launcher that's fire. One has a sticky bomb launcher that's explosive. Mm. So again, another reason to go through, another reason to grind that out. It said 5 main missions, 8 side missions, a bunch of other stuff over there.
Yep.
Rikers are back. Cleaners are back. You're, you know, seeing some of the familiar faces we knew in New York.
From New York.
And yeah, they're talking about game improvements, right, of gear streamlining. Like you're talking about, the end game was too complex for a lot of people, myself included, where it was like, remember I'd ask you all the time, like,
how do I recalibrate?
I want this thing on this, but I can't do it. Why can't I do it? We're like, I don't know.
It was so confusing, and also the way you had to do it was like save stuff in your stash. Then there wasn't enough, of course, room in your stash. Would you be holding on to like multiple guns?
I have so much crap right now. Yeah.
I always describe this game as, for me, it was like a spreadsheet kind of level shooter. Like you really had to have this like grid of. So hopefully they're changing.
Oh,
that.
You see a bit of the decoy stuff.
Yeah,
going
this
on
is
here,
Theo
right?
Parnell. You'll see he's. Around. It's not really him. He's just setting these decoys down as he runs through here.
Which I don't know if you have any. How much of your footage you have here? Which leads to a really cool boss battle.
Yes, we'll see it at the end. Okay, I didn't spoil everything, but you see little bits of everything. But what I was going to say is so we don't know how recalibration's working yet. We weren't allowed to go to the table.
Yeah.
It was somewhere else, but we just know that it's supposed to be easier.
Yeah.
And the whole system, and they've also introduced this new, I don't know if we're getting to it still, it's the tiered skill stuff, because you had to get skill power before, which also was confusing for people and frankly hard to do with all these different skill mods that you then had this huge list, again, spreadsheet of things. And all we know is it's going to be easier. We did see some of the gear, which has effectively the simplest way to just break it down for now is it has tiers. Tier 1, you'll have like 10% stability. It was actually like gear sets almost. You know, when you reached the level, you would get a package of stats.
Yep.
This does the same thing. It just upgrades through tier 5 or whatever.
How do I upgrade it?
I'm not entirely sure. I tried to ask them. I'm like, does it drop as like a rarity? Oh, I got a tier 5?
Yeah,
or do you
actually
have to get...
Am I putting resources into it or grinding up?
Yeah, so that part is still to be found out by us. Anyway.
Yeah. There's new loot, of course, with all this. I put weapon types, other nerd shit, because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
About, you know, but all this nerd shit I want out of this game. We talked about it, again, something they talked about they didn't show or we play, revamping the Dark Zone.
This is,
they want to emphasize player-to-player interactions they talked about in this and, like, actually make it more lively.
Yeah, and this is one of the big ones, because there's a lot of fans in Division 1 who liked, you know, the way the Dark Zone was set up, you know, through some of the changes. And I think a lot of people didn't feel that in this. It felt left out. And they specifically said they want to bring back some of the feel of Division 1 with the Dark Zone. And the Dark Zone, by the way, will be now filled with extra contaminated rewards.
Yeah.
Not that it didn't have before, but it's
going to
be
even more.
But it was rare.
I remember when I was doing the trophy stuff where I was running around. I was like, oh, God, can I just drop something? Can someone drop something contaminated?
If they can get a really good PvE, you know, experience, that mix that they've always had, I think it could be really interesting if the Dark Zone suddenly becomes more of a thing in Division 2.
A reason to go in there and play, yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's just been lacking right now.
And again, I think that's something you can actually push players towards this time around, right? Where if you're doing this season stuff and it's 3 months of mini campaigns, right, where it is little things of chasing this down, doing the stuff, if you do, you can easily do there a 3-month campaign that's based around the Dark Zone. And suddenly you're funneling everyone to the Dark Zone. Suddenly the Dark Zones are teaming with people again.
Yeah, that's what I had said about the Dark Zone, you know, in Division 2. I think we talked about it. It was like, wait, why don't you just send me there so there's more people in there to get these things? But they focused on all the other strongholds and stuff. Don't be confused. You're going to see a yellow jacket, Greg, because I had to change my
outfit. I like
outfit.
How you popped it in there as if we're going to be like, whoa, he pulled a fast one on us.
You know, continuity in the edit. Greg.
Sure, I appreciate it. Wow, look
now,
at
in thing. Case you turned over, you're like, who is this?
I like how you did this, because if I was going to use my footage, I was going to scrub through it.
Yeah,
I know, like, whatever, exactly. I don't care. You made an actual polished package or whatever.
It wasn't too bad.
I like this, tracing the footsteps.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's always nice the feel of what they do with there's a lot of detail in the levels.
Yeah.
And there is, like, some historic elements. Like, I don't know exactly what the tombs are, by the way.
No, I don't either. For New York, yeah.
Yeah, you end up getting up into, apparently this big judicial, you know, courthouse or whatever.
And I thought this was a really cool setting.
Yeah, this is just the mini boss.
Yeah. Judge coming out.
And we've seen moments like this.
Sure.
But that was my whole thing.
Why I, like, for the gameplay footage, like, for me personally, the news out of this isn't this. You know what I mean? This is cool. Chasing down Parnell's cool, more reasons to play. For me, it is, hey, here's what we're doing with seasons. Here's what we're doing with battle pass. Here's what we're doing with level cap. Here's what we're doing with all these different, let alone the idea that if you missed all the Division 2 stuff, giving people this great idea, this great chance of, cool, you can buy this and jump in at level 30 and play.
Yeah.
Right, like I'm hoping I can convince Jen to play with me and just like pop in and go. And, like you can just join me right now and we can go.
Yeah, it is nice. We're a year later and just to be like, look, you don't have to grind all the missions and get up to like level 30 tier whatever. You're just like, you're there. And now everybody's on the same level on day one if you want to be.
Yeah. Honestly, Greg.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm there with you.
You're back there?
I'm back. You fell off
back in the day, didn't you?
I did, but it was Division 2, surprisingly, one of my top three most played games of
last
year.
So much fun, right?
I know.
And that's the thing that I find, again, like ridiculous about it, is that I was so surprised personally that I fell off Division 2 and ended up so hard on Borderlands.
Yeah.
But at the end of the year when I was doing my Game of the Year list, and I, again, loved Division 2, my most played game last year, I didn't put it in my top 10.
Yeah.
And when I didn't, and I was trying to figure out why, it was that idea of like, well, Borderlands, I'm still compelled to play. Borderlands, I feel like they did such a great job with loot scaling and scaling for enemies when you play with each other that it was cool to jump in with other people. And I'm still going into Borderlands and still playing stuff and still making progress, whereas in Division, when I hit gear score 500, it was like, okay, well, like, I'll wait for you to update that. And it never got updated. I was like, all right, well, not really. Why would I come back?
Yeah, you had nothing to grind for either.
Right.
So.
And it's not a game where I come back for the episode because, oh, man, I'm so into the story. Like, I'm into the progression. I'm into the loot. I'm into the gear. I'm on that treadmill. And so this, honestly, this battle pass, this seasonal stuff, this, hey, you have a reason to turn this thing on at least every 3 months to see what's going on with this season, to see what the battle pass is.
See like, what the kind of funny clans up to.
Exactly, yeah. I'm super stoked.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, maybe to your point, like people who dove in a bit, they liked it, but it was too complicated, and sometimes even the shooting system, people don't like all the duck and cover, but the world they've created, I really think it's incredible. The guns feel really awesome overall. So, again, I'm sort of curious if they simplify things a bit, can they can they just bring in more players who do want to be casual and don't have that feeling that I'm like, wait, where do I need to be? And, like, can I even play with you? And I'm not that tier yet. And, like, I think they actually should solve those things as much as I love the grind. It'd just be nice to have more.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, you talked about this front that we play this game differently, right? And we play Borderlands differently. Where you are on a different track with your Borderlands stuff, right? Where you are trying to find builds, not to like the crazy level of like a Mitsu or whatever, but you're playing in a very, and I'm very much like, I'm in here because it's fun, and I'm picking up the new thing, and it's fun, and I'm getting a new Guardian token, and it's not like I'm sitting there being like, man, how can I up my damage by, you know, point percentile?
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, I don't even think many of the super intense Borderlands players play like that. They are trying to upgrade everything, but they're more just trying to get their drops and find builds more than they're trying to, like, level up, you know.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, like, I feel like I'm totally down for the next Guardian rank, whereas I don't give a shit about my build or drop or whatever. You know,
people are always
like, what's your favorite gun? I'm like, I don't know, the machine gun? I don't know. I got one that has a cool shield.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, the genius behind that system was like, you always feel like you're progressing even though you're at the end of the game.
Right.
Like, you're getting little percentages, and it always feels good instead of like, what we have now, right, is you leveled up and you got another level 30 piece of gear, and you're like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
So just that progression is going to add a lot, I think, to the game, and really how you build your character out. So
yeah, I'm super, super excited to get
back. What did you think of, you know, going back to New York versus DC?
It was that thing of being in DC for as long as we were. Obviously, I dig DC and what they did. I think it's really cool.
But
I did miss the iconic streets of New York. And I think the even here, like, just the scale of buildings we're running through and doing stuff and running, like, this feels like New York. Let alone that, you know, we didn't get into it, but, you know, one of the districts is the financial district. I'm super excited to be down there and see what buildings they've included, what they were able to get. Is Freedom Tower there? Like, is that kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm really excited to go back to New York. The truth is, like, it's the iconic Division II setting, or sorry, Division setting.
Yeah.
And again, I was super impressed with, and I love the feel over all of DC, the historic feel especially.
Yeah, totally.
Some of those locations, you know, the museums.
Oh man, this Air and Space Museum.
Really cool locations that you wouldn't have been able to do unless you got there. But there's something about just playing outside in New York that, like, this is how it should feel. I think, you know, the only other city I was like, well, of course they had to go back to New York because it makes sense for the narrative, and they already have a lot of assets and research, but I was like, I would have loved if they went farther, say, to Chicago.
Hell, baby.
Wouldn't that have been amazing to get, like, a brand new city? But that's probably for Division 3 or beyond, wherever they might go.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see where they end up at.
But in other words, did you feel like going back to New York was too much of a rehash?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Because I think, honestly, it's the same idea, right? Of, like, even though it's New York, it's not like it is the exact same New York. It's not winter. It's not the same sections. It's not... I mean, you can look at it in the footage we're looking at right now if you're somebody who's watching the video and not listening to the podcast.
YouTube.com/kindoffunnygame.
Exactly, that's the one. Like, you know, I mean, like, it's overgrown. The fact they keep calling out this hurricane, like, clearly we see, like, dilapidated building stuff, but I have a feeling we're going to see really fucked up New York.
Yeah, we are, and you saw that in that previous shot, even. Like, everything was all, like, twisted.
Oh, here we go. This is what I was talking about.
This is the boss fight.
You're doing the boss fight with Parnell, and he's using his decoys, so there's decoys all up in these. There's one Parnell up there, which is the real one.
Exactly.
And so you have to, like, what I love about it is, like, even though I was playing it single player, which I thought made it way more difficult.
Yeah.
It is, when you look at these shots, right, it's like a foxtrot, right? So it's like, I can see you and me playing this. And it being like,
yeah, the call.
All right, it's not Alpha. It's not. It's Charlie. It's Charlie.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about, because I was playing alone, what it would be like to make the call out to be like, hey, which one is
it? Yeah, exactly. I got eyes on Foxtrot, and it's not him. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's that kind of thing.
We'll have to come. Yeah, you'll come up with a system. Be like, I got this quadrant. You get that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the fight was. It was actually, the fight itself was all right, but it did have enough. You know, look, it's just like one of the new rogue agents. I think that's another thing to Division still. It's figuring out, but, like, the complexity of what bosses can do in terms of gameplay mechanics has been... I've had this comment throughout Destiny as well, and they do some cool things. But in other words, I love, you know, like, when we first ran into the fireman guy with the explosive tank on his back.
Random guy or the boss?
Joe
Farrow? You talking about my boy Joe Farrow?
No, I don't know. But he's one of
the... You're a Vision agents coming here? You think you own the place?
But
this is New York!
But, you know, when you shoot his tank and it explodes and it's like a mechanic, I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, this, to be fair, right, this boss fight is not that. He's just sort of, like, warping and you can't fight him.
I did find it interesting, though, and I granted, this is a game you play with your friends and you talk over everything. I thought the dialogue that Theo was having with the main guy whose name is now escaping me because it's the end of the work week for us right now, Aaron. Mm-hmm. There's a really interesting dynamic of him, Aaron Keener, leading this team of rogue agents or whatever, right? Like, I think that's really impressive and cool the way they did it.
Yep. Yeah, it sounded good. But in other words, I was just saying, I look forward to the future if they do, you know, more Division. I guess, let me use an example. I would have loved to shoot things in that area of the boss fight to
weaken him.
Open, well, yeah, but any number of things. Yeah, you shoot something down which landed on the thing he was in, and that place crushed now. And
he
now,
can't go there
now
anymore.
There's only 9 places.
That's cool.
Stuff like that, I really think would just deepen the experience so much for me. That's just the type of player I am.
Yeah, no, that's really cool.
And I think that is one of the challenges of Division. It's like, it's this really cool looking game. It feels great, but it kind of. It reaches this level where everything feels like I'm just shooting stuff a lot with a lot of different skills. And it's cool, but you got to be really into that kind of role play of it.
Yeah, so this falls into a reference I was making on Peace, I Love You, or Kind of Funny Games Daily lately of like, man, this is one of those games that is right on the... It's so close, but it's still so far away. Like, I want to play it so badly. And it's like one of those things at home I'm playing other things where I'm like... And even tomorrow, okay, episode 3 drops tomorrow. Awesome. I'm not going to touch it. Like, why would I touch it? Like,
just
I'm going to wait till March 3rd, and I'll get the level cap increase, and I'll get, like, all the cool bells and whistles, and the like, I'll totally wait for that to go in there and grind and play at that.
Yeah, wait. Should you prepare? I guess the only thing you could prepare is you could walk in with some sweet new Coney Island gear. on day one.
I got dope gear already.
Little hot dog hat.
Do they have a hot dog hat?
I don't know.
You remember when they put the hat, when they put the hot dog backpack thing? Remember wiener dog in a bun? I had to get that right away. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think of the Division 2 period or Division 2 Warlords of New York? Let us know in the comments below. If you're driving your car right now, listening to this, shout it out the window. On the bus, ask the person next to you, what do they think of Division 2 Warlords of New York? They'll love that question.
Yeah. Should we call it Wanick?
No.
Warlords of NYC.
No, we should not call it that at all.
Wanick?
That's terrible. No.
How about Whoa Nice?
I remember, of course, like we were saying, Episode 3, Year 1 pass holders can get it February 12th. Episode 3, all players can get it on February 19th. Division 2 Warlords of New York launches PS4, Xbox, and PC on March 3rd, March 2020 for Google Stadia at some point. I'm stoked. Can't wait for more. Can't wait to see this battle pass, these seasons, these levels. I'm in.
Can't wait to stream it. Get back, get back into the
Division 2
stream game.
Because you're not going to screw me over like you did with Borderlands.
That's right. Oh, I'm still on PS4, Greg. But I got to tell you, I did ask them and I didn't get an answer. I was like, I would love to have cross save and cross progression because if I could just play on PC when you're not around.
During the presentation, when they were like, and it's also coming March 2020 to Stadia, did you like do the, I did, of like, is this where they say? Yeah, they're going to say.
Oh, you thought that was the drop.
Yeah.
I didn't get a quick answer, so it's probably not coming anytime soon.
Oh, no time soon, I'm sure for that.
But they didn't have an official comment.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you. Later, agents.